Joseph M. Ashley, a doctor of rehabilitation and nationally recognized industry leader who is blind, brings a personal commitment and over 30 years of leadership in developing services and creating opportunities for individuals with disabilities to support their choice to live, work, and thrive in their communities.
Hello and welcome to the new edition of the Blind Experience Podcast with Dr. Joe Ashley, brought to you by the Virginia Voice. I'm real excited about today's episode. We're going to be talking about business relationships and a team of individuals who work for the Virginia Department for the Blind and Vision Impaired, who reach out to businesses to ensure opportunities for people with disabilities, particularly those who are blind, low vision, or deafblind. Now, this group also has a second set of customers, and that would be the business community. They do approach this almost like a staffing solution for businesses to hire people with disabilities. Now, getting people with disabilities, particularly those who are blind, into employment opportunities has been a challenge. Some of this is around businesses not understanding that people who are blind can do their jobs. They cannot imagine how they would do it themselves, so they are not sure that anybody else could do it either. So with this, our folks have a challenge to help businesses understand that this is a skilled and talented workforce. We also have some issues around people with disabilities, particularly those who are blind and low vision, saying, I'm not sure I can do that work. And we have to help them understand and gain the confidence necessary. Sometimes they haven't had internships or temporary jobs to help them learn the world of work or to understand how they themselves have skills that are valued by the workplace. So with that, I'm real excited to introduce to you today Cindy Roberts, who's the team leader of this particularly dynamic program. And just for the record, Cindy and I have worked together for many years, and I know her to be passionate about this work and good at it. Cindy, welcome to the Blind Experience Podcast.
Thank you, Dr. Ashley.
And Cindy, tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are right now at DBVI and in this particular role.
Absolutely. Well, my whole career has focused on vocational rehabilitation, but on the business side of the house. And so for many years, I worked for our general agency here in Virginia, and I started out as a job placement counselor and then worked my way into a role of a business development manager. And so when these positions became available some years ago, I applied and am now the program director and have launched a very successful business team across the state of Virginia. So every person with a disability that's blind, low vision, or deafblind has a champion in their corner.
Yeah, I think the champion is an excellent word to use in this case. The team members that you're going to meet today during the podcast are just exceptional. All of them do believe in their mission and have very creative solutions. So you're going to really enjoy that part of the podcast. Cindy, I know that you've created several programs. Can you tell us a little bit about the temporary services process that you put in place?
Okay. We call that our paid work-based learning, or when we talk to a business partner, we refer it as an internship. When I was hired 7 years ago as the program director, then Commissioner Hopkins had tasked me to create a way to allow our career seekers to be paid while they're actually training on the job. So with that said, I did a lot of research. I connected with a lot of different staffing agencies across the state, but went back locally to some wonderful business partners and colleagues of mine for many, many years, Tom and Mary Jorgensen, and they own the Bradford Company. We sat down together. We talked about how we could make this work. And so the beauty of this process is that our career seekers are actually an employee of the Bradford Company. They are the employer of record, but our individuals are able to actually intern at a site of their choice, and they get a paycheck from the Bradford Company once a week. And we have individuals that are maybe seeking entry-level work to college juniors and seniors, college graduates. We even have some individuals with advanced degrees that have participated in this program.
So I sat with the Bradford Group at an event recently, and it seems like they found value in these employees to work, but it also sounds like these people get an opportunity to try out different jobs. Have you found this to be about a career exploration as well?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And what has happened is it has been so highly successful where career seekers will actually, you know, get into a situation again based on their career goal. And they absolutely thrive and they realize, oh my goodness, this is, you know, this is where I want to be. And I just want to share one example. We did have an individual that we had placed with the Virginia Department of Transportation in the communication department. And she was a recent college graduate. And from there, she went on and participated for 12 weeks of internship. And then she decided, I think I'm going to go on and take a job in DC in the private sector, but realized as a result of that paid work-based learning that she really wanted to get back into the government sector, which she did. And now she has an amazing job within the Pentagon and is just excelling. And we have set up in 7 years, I think we're about at the 115 mark. And just again, to compliment, you know, the business relations team of, again, just creating these opportunities and matching individuals with their career goal. Probably 3/4 of these individuals have actually entered into employment within their chosen field or within that work site, or it's actually catapulted them into another position. And it's also about building a resume, getting a letter of recommendation, and also the confidence builder. Everyone likes to have a little bit of money in their pockets, and especially, you know, with our younger students and our college, you know, students as well.
There were some folks that were even doing this as summer employment to sort of learn the workplace. And I like the resume building concept that you just mentioned and the confidence building. I think that seems to be important in this case.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, last summer alone, we had 2 students that graduated from high school and were on the college track. And one was going to be a history major. And we actually were able to set her up at the Museum of American Frontier Culture in Stanton, longtime business partner of mine. And she was only going to be there for a few weeks, but absolutely just enjoyed her time so much. And she was able to extend her time there. And they were so thrilled to have her. And so she went off to college with just this wonderful internship and already building resume, letter of recommendation, and just a real success story.
And it sounds like it also means that the businesses are learning something about the capabilities and abilities of these students.
Yes, absolutely. And especially for those businesses that have maybe never worked with someone that has a vision impairment, it's just been amazing to be able to involve our IT and our AT staff members to be able to go in there and to work with these different companies and help make sure that our individuals have the technology that they need in order to be successful on the job. And it has just been a wonderful partnership just across the board. Again, bringing in so much of the expertise within our agency, as well as the business partners, just really buying into our programs.
Well, that's kind of exciting that you've got all the supports in place. Let's go on and see if we can learn about more of this program. Cindy, as we're going through this, it sounds to me like what you're describing is a staffing solution rather than just job placement. Can you talk a little about that?
One of the services that we offer to our businesses is to really sit down with them, understand what are their needs, what are their struggles in hiring individuals, what positions are they struggling to fill, and how can we come up with a solution for them? And that could possibly mean direct employment, or we could do our paid work-based learning, our internship. And that also may mean doing an on-the-job training, but it really is about the dual customer approach, which is our career seeker is our customer, as is our business partner. Again, being able to listen to both and to be able to make solutions that are going to be advantageous for everyone.
That sounds exciting, and I heard you talk about the results of that, so I think that's an excellent strategy that you all are pursuing.
Thank you. Dr. Ashley, I would now like to introduce to our listeners another one of our team members, Karen Kahn, who covers the Capital Area and Surrounding Territory.
Great. I look forward to talking with her. Karen, welcome to the Blind Experience podcast. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved with this business relations team?
Sure. I met Cindy Roberts while I was working for our sister agency, DARS. And as any great networker does, she had kept my information and reached out to me when the position for Richmond DBVI opened up to see if I knew anyone that was interested. Well, I had earned my master's in rehabilitation counseling in 2014, and at the time I was working as a job developer with Henrico Social Services. And after two successful interviews, I became a member of Team DBVI and will celebrate 6 years in this position in July. And the rest, as they say, is history.
That's pretty exciting. Now, I understand that you do a lot of different things with the DBVI team, but in particular, you're doing something called Career Connect. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Our team started two online programs during the pandemic, and they were so well received and successful that we've just continued to offer them. Career Connections is a monthly meeting where we invite business partners to join us, and that could be from state, federal government, the private sector, anyone really who's hiring. And we have them join to discuss their company, their hiring needs, and if time allows, they'll often give our career seekers an opportunity to pitch their elevator speech and receive feedback. We think it carries a lot more weight maybe coming from someone in human resources than from what we give them feedback on, but really it reinforces what we share with them during our workshop on personal branding and knowing themselves as a job seeker.
So you're basically teaching them this whole process of how to be confident in a job interview and be successful in this process so that they can project their own. I like the concept of projecting your own brand. That sounds pretty exciting for these folks.
Absolutely. I think a lot of folks maybe have a difficult time talking about themselves and really sharing their skills and in a positive way and how it relates to the job that they're interviewing for. And so one of the other programs we started was called Steer Your Career. And this is a series of six workshops. And one of the workshops that I'm responsible for is using the STAR method to answer difficult or behavioral types of questions. And these tend to be the most challenging ones in telling a relevant story as it relates to how you've handled a situation in the past. And it can be tough. So the STAR acronym is for a situation, task, action, and result. And we just find that if, helping prepare people to come up with stories that they can use for potential questions really sets them up for success and really builds that confidence.
That sounds pretty good. Now, you have mentioned you were a job developer, and now it seems like the focus is on careers. Can you talk a little bit about that change?
Well, it really just all goes hand in hand. And I think the unique position that we have as the business relations specialist is that we get to know our career seekers very well. But in turn, we're also reaching out to the business community to learn what their needs are. And so we really have the best of both worlds. We're able to take folks that we feel confident can do the job and introduce them to the company and let the business know what services we're able to provide. And we've just seen success after success as a result.
So part of this is about making sure you understand the skill set of the individual with whom you're working, but it also sounds like you want to make sure of what the business is looking for and expecting so that you have a job match that results in a successful outcome.
Absolutely. And one of the strategies we use is the on-the-job training. As you heard Cindy mention before with the internships, that we also offer on-the-job training, and this helps businesses and career seekers both meet their needs. And we've had an exceptional partnership with a company called Millrich Virtual Professionals. They have just hired our eighth career seeker from DBVI. And we were able to offer on-the-job trainings to help offset some of the costs and also just to give our individuals a little bit of additional time for training should they need it.
So they can settle in better.
Absolutely. And we've also been successful in creating these paid work-based learning opportunities that can also then turn into OJTs when it's helpful. So we've been very creative in using these incentive programs, and you're going to be hearing a lot more about those from the rest of the business team.
Well, we will look forward to that. And thank you for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And now, Dr. Atchley, I would like to introduce another one of our team members, LaPearl Smith. And LaPearl covers the Hampton Roads and Norfolk area.
LaPearl, I understand you are the newest member of this team, but you've been doing this kind of work for a long time. Welcome to the Blind Experience Podcast.
Well, thank you, Dr. Atchley. It is a pleasure to be here with you. I'm excited to have this opportunity to talk about some of the wonderful things that we're doing with the Department for Blind and Vision Impaired.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you got to your current position?
I retired from the Virginia Department for Aging and Rehabilitative Services almost a year ago. I was the business development manager for Northern Virginia. And there was this wonderful opportunity with DBVI in the Norfolk Regional Office. And Cindy Roberts asked me if I'd be interested in this position part-time. And so I said, sure. I grew up in Hampton Roads. I still have family in that area my home area. I went home, exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
Good job.
I'm just very excited to be a part of DBVI. It's been a very wonderful experience for me.
Just want to be sure everybody understands, I have worked with these people myself for many, many years and have a lot of admiration for them. So I just wanted to get that out there before we continue. Now, LaPearl, as you fit into the process here, I understand you have some focus on resume writing and you did a little work with the Virginia Industry for the Blind. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Part of the segment that we do with Steer Your Career, which is our 6-week employment focused workshops, I do a segment on developing a professional resume. I call it Impress for Success. The professional resume, if you remember back in the day when you had the door-to-door salesman and they would come to your door and the first thing they would give to you would be the brochure. Before you saw the product, you saw the brochure that talks about all of the wonderful things that that vacuum cleaner, whatever they were selling, does. And the professional resume would be kind of a similar example of presenting your professional brochure to a recruiter or a human resource manager or a talent acquisition specialist that outlines all of your professional accomplishments, experience, skills, education, whatever it is that you need to present to them to show that you are the qualified candidate for that position.
So you work with them to understand how to take their skill set and put it into something that basically says to other people, this is what I know how to do?
Exactly. And not only what I know how to do, but also how what I've done in the past has had an impact on, you know, previous positions that people have been in. Unfortunately, sometimes when people do resumes, they just kind of sort of list their skills. You know, I answered the telephone, I filed, but they don't talk about how what they did. They don't add what I call, my pastor says, adding skin to it, putting some skin on it, adding to, you know, how what they did made a difference with that company, how that company became more productive,
how they brought
more
value
successful,
to the company,
how they brought value, exactly, they brought value to that company. And so that's the key thing that we tell people, and you know, when you're doing a resume, you want to have some ways to qualify and quantify how you did, like trained other customer service associates that increased the quality of sales by 50%, examples like that. So you want to show how what you did brought value to that position and to that company.
That's exciting, actually, to help people understand that. So tell us a little bit about VIB.
Okay. One of the enterprises under Department of Blind and Vision Impaired is the Virginia Industries for the Blind. Contracts, particularly the military and, you know, federal agencies, to provide career opportunities for people that are blind and vision impaired in support of those contracts. Virginia Industries of the Blind, or VIB, is very, very big throughout Virginia, but particularly in the Hampton Roads area. They have a large contract with the Norfolk Naval Base providing kits that, you know, when the ships come back in and have to be refurbished and refloored and all that, that these kits are provided, you know, to the Navy for them to use in refurbishing their ships. They also have a large contract with Langley Air Force Base and Fort Eustis and the retail division there at the the PX stores where young military members and their families can go and make purchases. And we've had several candidates over the last few months that have been hired in these positions, not only in Hampton Roads, but actually really across the state of Virginia. Pat Thomas, who is one of the managers in the Hampton Roads area of VIB, has just been wonderful to work with. She keeps me, posted when job opportunities become available, and it's been a very positive experience working with her. I want to mention also that about a month and a half ago, we were approached by the National Institute for the Blind in a contract that they are working with Colonial Williamsburg Foundation.
That sounds
interesting. They reached out to us and wanted to find out, if this contract, goes to fruition, if we would have candidates that we could plug into those positions. So Cindy and I met with the folks from National Institute of the Blind. So I'm waiting to hear back some positive results from this contract.
So you've got a lot of different opportunities for your folks, and then you're teaching them how to apply for these things through your resume building. And I guess the rest of what is in that Steer Your Career curriculum helps them set up and be prepared to go forward with their skill sets.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The saying teamwork makes the dream work. It is teamwork, working together with our job seekers and the rest of our team.
Okay. So have you got some examples of some folks that have gone through this process and doing well?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do. There's a young lady who successfully completed Steer Your Career. When she first started with Steer Your Career, she was a little nervous, kind of sort of was lacking a little confidence, but, just encouraging her when she did her elevator speech. She, really just blossomed by the time she completed Steer Your Career. She applied for a job working as a general clerk there at the Norfolk Naval Base in their mail processing division. She was hired in that position, had a great interview. I spoke with her supervisor last week, and she's doing a phenomenal job.
That's
just
exciting.
Love her. She's just been a real asset to their
team. A good match for that particular
and
job.
And a good match for that that particular job, absolutely.
Excellent. Okay, well, we appreciate you coming in and talking with us today. This is exciting stuff you all are doing.
Well, thank you, Dr. Ashley. We appreciate the opportunity that you've given us, and we're very, very excited about our opportunities to work with people that are blind and vision impaired, empowering them to go forward with successful careers. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Dr. Ashley, I would now like to introduce to our listeners Diane McBride, who covers the Northern Virginia and surrounding territory, and she will be the last member of our team that you will be hearing from today.
Excellent. Diane, welcome to the Blind Experience Podcast. We're really glad to have you here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Diane, can you tell us a little bit about how you got into the position that you're in now?
Oh, it's been quite a journey. I started with the Department for Rehabilitative Services, our sister agency.
A while back then,
yes, absolutely, as a placement counselor out of our Winchester office. And I then moved over to the Department for Blind and Vision Impaired as part of the business relations team that Cindy Roberts was putting together, and she recruited me onto the team, and I have been there ever since, covering the Northern Virginia area.
Well, that sounds like it's a lot of fun. Now, you've done a lot with federal employment, is that correct?
Yes, because I cover the Northern Virginia area, I do interact a lot with our federal agencies, as well as federal contractors.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of services do you provide to them, or how does that work?
Well, with the federal government, they have what is called a Schedule A authority, whereby federal agencies can direct hire our career seekers who possess a Schedule A letter. And basically, a Schedule A letter is just a document that certifies that they are a person with a disability. So they are able to apply for these positions directly and be considered for positions within federal agencies.
So you use that process to get people into particular positions within the federal government?
Correct. And of course, it's based upon their qualifications and background, education, grade level that we look at within the different job postings within federal agencies. And agencies have selective placement coordinators.
Okay, each of the federal agencies.
Each of the federal agencies have selective placement coordinators, and we do connect with them as well as recruiters to present people with the qualifications, Department for Blind and Vision Impaired Career Seekers, to apply for different positions.
Do you think these are good jobs for folks?
Absolutely. One of the nice things about working for the federal government is that there tends to be stability. You know, people can come in an entry-level position and, you know, move up to varying levels.
So there's some upward mobility. So it really is more career-oriented.
Absolutely. They can build a lasting career and advance throughout their career to different positions.
How does the federal government treat it when somebody needs some assistive technology or JAWS or those kinds of things?
That's something that our agency collaborates very much with different federal agencies, with their information technology departments, with their accommodations coordinators, to make sure that the person, when they do come on board, have the tools that they need to perform their job duty. So yes, we very much work with federal agencies to ensure that our career seekers have what they need.
That sounds like a pretty good program and an excellent career path for an individual who was thinking that federal government would be for them. Do you do any of the temporary work with them, or is there any way for them to try something out first?
With the federal government, we can move folks into an unpaid work experience for them to try out a job. Some of the agencies do have that. Now, what is popular with our college students and college graduates, the federal government does have what's called a Pathways program.
Oh, interesting.
And people can apply for that Pathways program. As well, there is it's called WRP program. And again, it's for college students with disabilities that they can apply for positions.
So there's several strategies that would say if you want to try it out before you go forward and say yes to the job, there might be options for an individual.
Absolutely.
Diane, this sounds like it's a really good program for folks, and I'm really glad you shared that with us today. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Cindy, I really appreciate you coming in today with your team. It's been a lot of interesting conversation, and I've learned a lot today. Have you got something for us in a wrap-up, and can you leave us with some contact information?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, thank you so much for hosting us today. It has been an absolute pleasure to be here. And one final thought that I would like to leave our listeners with is that the business relations team really does focus on the future of our career seekers. We focus on a career and not just a job. And we're really proud of the work that we do to help prepare our individuals, give them the skill set they need, the confidence that they need to go in there and just be able to be that amazing employee that any business would absolutely, you know, love to have. And as far as contact information, our listeners can certainly contact me, Cindy Roberts, cindy.roberts@dbvi.virginia.gov, or visit our website. Our information is also posted on the Business Services Team website on the agency website. So thank you so much and hope everyone has a great day.
Cindy, again, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for listening in today on The Blind Experience with Dr. Joe Ashley. I hope you found some information that was useful to you, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode.